Go there and help them and other brothers. Amen. I want to read out of 1 John tonight, chapter 1. I just got this on my heart just a little while ago, and it's just something I want to try to say some things about at this fellowship thing that God desires us to fellowship. Fellowship really is intimate communion in my estimation, whether it be communion with God, amen, our fellowship is with the Father, with His Son, but also with the brothers and sisters in Christ, that it is a spiritual fellowship. We don't fellowship outside the Spirit, for the Spirit is our inward, thank God, inward power to fellowship, and inward likeness, inward, we have this witness that we can fellowship. Amen. You have this witness within you that you fellowship. I'll just read the chapter and I'll say a few things. He said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon in our hands, have handled of the word of life. John talking about this. And for the life was manifested, and we have seen it. And bear witness, amen, he's testifying, showing you that eternal life. Amen, he didn't say telling you. He said showing you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. And so it manifested, Christ manifested himself in a resurrected body unto them. Without the resurrection, there'd be no hope tonight. It is a resurrected body Christ had. Amen. He's not just a spirit. He's a bodily, amen, rose again bodily. Amen. A lot of false beliefs are saying that he didn't raise bodily. But brethren, if he didn't, where's he at? Amen. That's right, brother. He rose again bodily, powerful, over the grave. And the Bible said, which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, amen, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And so he's talking to these believers here. Amen. Truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. So God wants the fellowships where the joy comes from. Amen. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit, but joy also manifests and fulfills our heart in fellowship. It's the fellowship of God, the Father and the Son that brings joy. We're running low on joy. Joy is the gladness of heart. And brethren, we need that this hour. Amen. How's somebody going to see? Said the joy of the Lord is our strength. And brethren, there's a lot of discouragement in this day, but it ought to still be joy in our heart. In fact, I've talked to them young people this morning about rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Re means do it again. Amen. That's right. Praise God. And we need to rejoice. But brethren, we need to have this joy in us. Amen. John said that. He said that your joy may be full. In John 15, talking about the fruit there. And so he wrote these things unto us. Then verse 5 says, this then is the message we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And so he is light tonight. He's the illuminator. Amen. He's illuminated us. Thank God to know this light tonight. The light of God, he illuminates us. Thank God the light shined about us. And brethren, when the light shined in darkness, the darkness comprehended it not. But that light's what brought that, hey God, that conviction or that work on us. When somebody had the light on them and we walked in darkness. When that man preached the gospel of light, it got a hold, it revealed something. It was radiant. Amen. Paul saw the light on the road to Damascus. Amen. He saw a great light that was brighter than the noonday sun. It blinded him. Amen. And the scales fell from his eyes. Amen. Listen. It takes the light. Amen. Jesus is the light. He said, I am the light of the world. Thank God, where there's light, there's not darkness. The reason that we don't have no light, amen, is we let darkness take over in us. We can't let darkness take over in us. It's, my friend, we're going to have a heart lit of God, lighted of God. Thank God the jailer called for a light. He sprang in and called for a light. Thank God they gave him a light. Amen. And he got saved that night. I'm telling you, brethren, listen. The light's where it's at tonight. Jesus is the light. And there is no darkness in him. Thank God tonight, sin is darkness, light's holiness. Amen. And the manifest
manifestation of light on a person, where the power of God is, where God works through a man, ain't God, or a woman, or a child, that's got the light of God in them. Ain't God, friend, I'm glad for that. He said, light sprung up to the Gentiles. Amen. Paul said, ain't God, I'll go to them now. I'll give the light of the gospel to them. And through the light of the gospel, they'll be saved. It takes the light of the gospel to save a man. Ain't God, he lighteth every man cometh into the world. As the brother said this morning, even creation's a light tonight. Ain't God, man's without excuse. Ain't God, he's got light tonight. And the light comes from God tonight, amen. Thank God, what's the first thing he said in, thank God, in the creation? He said, thank God, let there be light. And there was light. He said, it abided night and dark, light and day, darkness and night. My friend, he divided the day from the night. Amen. He divided that. You can't. What communion hath light with darkness? He can't have it, brethren. Amen. You can't walk two ways. It's either light or darkness. It's either you can't serve two masters. Either you'll serve the one and hate the other. Amen. Or you'll cling to the other and despise the, amen, the other. He said you can't serve a God and mammon. You can't do it. Amen. We've all once in our life or more, amen, tried to walk with God and the world at the same time. He said, God said in John, love not the world, neither things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father's not in him. It's the light of God tonight, amen, that shines about us. Amen. We're under the deep works of God when the light shines, brethren, and lets us see in who we are. Amen. And when the light shines, brother, he'll reveal to you, hey, God, what you stand in need of, amen. Hey, God, illumination is not salvation, but you'll have to have it.
Yes,
that's right. It means that the light has been turned on in your heart. Amen. And it illuminates to you who you are and who he is. Amen. That's right. It does. But brethren, in this scripture here, it says in him is no darkness at all. He is the God is light. Verse 6 says, if we say that we have fellowship with him. Amen. You notice he said, if we say, hey, God, we have, listen, I had a Methodist one time. He was, amen, a sinner's perfection preacher. And he said he wouldn't come to a meeting here. Amen. He's dead now. I sent him an invitation. He wrote me back. And he said, I can't come there. You don't preach the truth. And I said, and he said in there, he said, amen. He said that in the letter, he said that you preach that we sin. And I said, 1 John said we did. Amen. And he said, amen, that was for sinners. I said, if it is, he said he was one. He said, if we, amen. That's right. He included the writer, included himself. Are you telling me the apostle John, amen, thank God, it laid on the breast of our Lord that was called into the ministry, brethren, amen, that was a man, thank God, it testified of the, amen, the birth of, thank God, a new birth and knew what it was, amen, and a man that said, if we say as a sinner, he ain't no sinner, amen, brethren, listen, all men have sinned, but he wasn't writing this to sinners. A sinner don't know nothing about fellowship with God. He wrote this to believers, amen. The problem with most churches today is there's too much self-righteousness embedded in people. There's too much, my friend, trust in themselves, and they're not honest. Amen. Listen, the only way we'll ever get out of sin, amen, is Jesus get us out, but there's got to be repentance. There's got to be asking, amen. And brethren, he said, if we say that we fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Amen. We've lied before. Amen. That's right. God hates lying, but brethren, listen. Amen. We've lied to ourselves. Amen. We've lied to some of the things we've said. Listen, verse 7, but if we walk, walk, if that's a conditional, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Listen, there's no way, and I give you this tonight, if we're walking in the light, you will have fellowship with the brethren, amen. It's no problem, friend. This is not a clique. This is not a religious organization. This is not one side and another side. It's one body. If you're in the light, you'll have fellowship. There's no other way about it. But if you don't, you won't, friend. Amen. Listen. Thank God, friend, there's a lot of childishness in the Baptist church. Amen. We tend to grow up a little. Amen. Brethren, listen. People get their feelings hurt all the time. Thank God it's sad. But brethren, listen. God knows how to fix it. Amen. All of us has got them. But listen, you can have that and miss the Holy Ghost and miss fellowship and miss the blessings of God. If they're in the body, God said they're necessary. God says they're needful. God says they're members of the body, friend, and they're needful in the body. Even though the weak members, whatever it is, they're still necessary. And listen, if I'm going to be a good brother, thank God I'm going to have to walk in the light of the fellowship with them in the light, amen. That's right, praise God. Notice this. He said, the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we walk in the light, as we have fellowship and the blood of Jesus Christ, it looks like it's a continual cleansing. Amen. In us, thank God that we have this cleansing. Amen. Walking in the light. Amen. That's right. Notice verse 8. But if we say that we have no sin, what, we deceive ourselves. Amen. Listen. And the truth is not in us. That's strong. Amen. He said, if we say we have not, the truth, notice verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You say, what's it take to get that kind of cleansing? It takes honesty, repentance. Amen. It takes, thank God, going to him and just telling him, confess. And confess with your mouth, amen, I wronged this brother, or I done this, God, in secret, and you know that I've done things that God I ought not done, and I want you to forgive me of it. I'm sorry. David said, I'll be sorry for my sin, amen, even the thought or intent of the heart that's not in the image of Christ, that's not like him. This is my prayer, Lord, I have sinned, and I don't want to have sin that would be anything contrary to the image of Christ. But listen tonight. We battle with them things. We still have problems with them things. Hey, God, we got prejudices. We got, my friend, jealousies. Hey, God, we've got envies. We've got these battles. Lust is a battle, friend, tonight. And lust is in the nature of Adam. It'll come out if you provide a way for it. Amen. Listen. Can I tell you this tonight? Sin, no matter what sin it is, amen, it'll break fellowship with God. Amen. That's right. Notice verse number 10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. And so tonight, I just want to read that chapter, and I want to say this, I'm not going to spend a lot of time unless God pushes me that way. But I'm saying this tonight, brethren, are you hearing me? God made it plain here in the scripture that he wants us to fellowship with him. He wants us to. Now, there's fellowship. Listen, brethren, you know this, and I know this. When me and you's in accord, and me and you's in accord, you know that, amen. We know that. Amen. But we know when we're not in accord with God, and we know that we're not where we ought to be with him. It's not that God disowns us. It's just hindered us, amen, because he's light, and he's holy, and he's righteous. Amen. That's why Paul said, thank God, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are what? Contrary. one to another. Notice what he's saying. It just about nails my hive sometimes. But you cannot do the things that she would. And brother, I do the would sometimes. And no, it's wrong. But listen, I'm glad, thank God, he knows. Amen. The only way I can get back to where I need to be, God's help, find the mercies of God and confess that sin. Listen, I can't live in my yesterday. I can only live in my day. I can't go back and relive yesterday. I can't go back and do over. Amen. What our hindsight says, which is 20-20 about sometimes, we'll say, I'd have done it this way. Well, sure you would after you done it. Amen. Thank God I wouldn't have that. Listen tonight, brethren, listen. Thank God tonight, the best thing you can do, amen, to listen. Paul said, forgetting them things that are behind and pressing toward the mark. I can't go to the mark if I'm always looking back and living in past guilt and living in past sins. People's defeated tonight because of that. But I will tell you this, defeat will be in a person that's not willing to confess it and make it right with God. Amen. That means he ain't gonna be able to go forward the way he ought to. But listen, friend, he'll not change what's done. It's already done. Thank God, but look ahead and confess sin. And brethren, go on with God tonight. Amen. Amen. That's right. Here's the thing. Here's the problem with the Baptist church. There's certain sins, and then there's not as certain sins. I mean, brethren, listen. All sin, sin. If you look at, all sin's wrong. Every sin, it didn't take but one sin to hang Christ on a cross. It didn't take but one sin to damn your soul. That's right, one sin, Adam's sin, the death came. Listen to me tonight. God said seven things that the Lord hates. I don't know if I can memorize them all, but the first one's a proud look. That's not what you say. You don't call somebody on the phone and say, do you hear about so-and-so? And you ought not do that anyway. You ought to conceal the matter and pray for them. But you wouldn't call somebody on the phone tonight and say, do you hear about old brother so-and-so? He's got a proud look. You don't say that. Number two is a lying tongue. Number three, I'm just going hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises a wicked imagination. Amen. All these things. Amen. In the book of Proverbs chapter 6, God is sin, friend, but nobody ever talks about him. It's always about adultery, which is sin. But at the same time, and it is not a good thing, brethren, unfaithfulness, but there's a more sin than the Bible besides drunkenness and adultery. Amen. Right. That's right. Notice it's here. Thank God what he said. He said, a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart devised a wicked imagination, feet that be swift and running to mischief, a false witness and speak of lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. Amen. That's what he said. Listen, have you ever recognized this? All these things come from the heart. Amen. That's right. Them spiritual sins, friend. Pride's a spiritual sin. Amen. Sowing discord's a spiritual sin. Lying's a spiritual sin. Wicked imaginations come from your spirit. It's wicked. Amen. Them other ones are a lot of soulish sins. Fleshly sins, if I might say. A man drinking, amen. Thank God in getting drunk. That's a fleshly sin. Even though it's wrong, even though it brings judgment, even though it brings bad things, he didn't mention that in Proverbs 6. Amen. He mentioned things. Listen, are you hearing me tonight? He mentioned things that divide the body, that divide the church. Amen. A cigarette's never divided a church, but discord has. Amen. Thank God, friend, gossip has. Amen. Ain't God lying has. Amen. But ain't God tobacco ain't never done it. Amen. I couldn't imagine somebody said we split in the church because ain't God the deacon was smoking. Amen. I ain't talking about you, brother. Brother Hip. Amen. But I'm just saying, brethren, that ain't dividing nothing. It's the tongue tonight. It's the proud look tonight. You know what a proud look is? Let me tell you what it means. It means that you look at yourself above somebody else. that you're better than somebody else. The color of that individual, amen. And brethren, how they look and how they act. Listen, it wasn't our goodness that put us out of that. It's the goodness of God that done that. Amen to God. Friend, are you hearing me tonight? And sin is running rapid in our country, but you don't hear nothing about these things. It's more about outward things. But brethren, listen tonight. Are you hearing me? The heart's the problem, man. It's not his hands tonight, amen. And I'll say this tonight, and I'll say it again. There ain't 10,000 people in this world that give me as much trouble as who I have trouble with on the inward man. That's right. That's where the battle is. And brother, I really thought, Brother Kevin, that when I got saved, I never had no struggles with them things. I thought, hey, praise God, today I got saved, brother. It was gone. My sin was gone. I mean, I was the happiest man living. I mean, I run on the joy of the Lord about 4 years. Amen. I mean, just on the octane of it. I mean, I praised him. I rejoiced. I worshiped. It didn't matter what text the preacher took. It didn't matter what song they sung. It just run me. I'm talking about the joy of the Lord. I mean, something happened to me when I got saved. It made me happy on the inside. Amen. But after about 4 years, amen, then I started facing things. And God said, now it's time to go through some tests. And brother, I didn't always pass them, I'll tell you that. And I still fail some along the way. But listen, it's for my good, amen, to find out, thank God, where I'm at. And sometimes I think I take one step forward and two back. But I'm glad, thank God, he knows my frame. He knoweth the way that I take. And when he's tried me, Job said, I'll come forth as gold. And brother, tonight, it takes God to help us. And listen tonight, a man that says he don't sin, he's a liar and the truth ain't in him, amen. That's right. God have mercy. Will you sin more at your thought life sometimes in a daytime? In a day's time. Amen. Son, God have mercy. I mean, the things we think and the condemnation we'll get in our mind towards somebody that done something we didn't like. Amen. Don't even know who they are. Amen. That's right. What kind of attitude would have had that man beat down there in the ditch? Amen. Here thieves beat him up and throw him up to the side, leave him half dead. And the Levite priest walked by him. Amen. And never you go but help this man. And brethren, what will we say? Well, what's wrong with him? He deserved that. Or he shouldn't have come down through that thieving way. And he knew better than that and all that. That's our mindset. But Dr. Samaritan, he didn't even know the man. It wasn't his brother. It wasn't his daddy. Amen. Brother Kevin, it's like going, thank God, down there. You didn't know them people, but brother, the love of God in your heart and the love of God in people's heart, thank God, goes further, thank God, than what our natural thinking is. And that man went over there, praise God, and put oil and wine in his wound, brother. Now, amen, and took care of him, amen, and put him on his beast and took him to the inn and took care of that man. And brother, he said he'd take care of him. And he said to the innkeeper as he left, he said, I'll pay you what you ain't good charge is, amen. Didn't even know the man. Jesus said, go and do likewise. That's who your neighbor is. Don't tell me we love our neighbor, brother. Amen. Listen, thank God tonight, we don't love the way Jesus did. And brother, we don't act the way he did. And we think different than that. But I'm telling you tonight, brother, put yourself in somebody else's shoes a while, and it changed the way you think tonight. Amen. And I'm talking to myself tonight. Brother, we sin. You know what this brother said this morning, come preach to Brother Moyes, and we talked a while, and he said, I was with Brother Hall the other day, and he said, Brother Hall has got the Parkinson's and not doing good physically. What a good brother and a good man that helped us down through the years at this church. And he said, Brother Hall, he said, how you doing? He said, what do you see now? Amen, as you grow older. And he said, the older I grow, the more wicked I see we really are. And I'm going to tell you, brother, that is the God's truth. Amen. Buddy, if you're going to walk in the light, amen, you're going to see more, amen, thank God, of your shortcomings. Amen. You see more of yourself as being weak and feeble and sinful. Amen. Remember Peter said, depart from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. And brother, tonight, there's no boasting in the flesh. There's no boasting in what we can do. It's all in him tonight. And brother, listen, I ain't got a man that says he don't never sin. Amen. Brother, the Bible said he's lying tonight. Amen. Yes, sir. And the way to God tonight is through confession. Yes. That's right. I like open, to me and God's what I mean. I like to go to God and I just bury my head, thank God, in that chair. Close my door and say, God, here it is. You know it before I tell you, but the only way I can get it off of me is tell it to you. And say, God, this is the way it is. I've been ungodly and no good and carnal. And God of heaven, would you have mercy on me? God, here I come again. It seemed like I was here yesterday saying the very same thing. And here I'm back again. And God, I need it again. Amen. God's not no hypocrite, I'll tell you that. Amen. He said 70 times 7 of Peter, and surely he's got more mercy than that. Amen, brethren. He said his mercy endure forever. And there ain't nothing that he can't do and can't help us in. But if we got to stay in fellowship with him, we got to have to talk to him. Amen. It'd be a bad relationship if he was the only one ever doing the talking. And he wants you to talk to him. He wants you to commune with him. And John laid on his own breast and felt the very heartbeat of our Lord. Amen. Can you imagine that? Sitting at a table and being able to lay your head on the breast of Jesus and hear the heartbeat of our Lord. Amen. The God that was going to go to Calvary for him. Amen. Standing across, John was there. Amen. Listen. And listen. He heard the words of Christ. Amen. Listen. Brother, what a relationship. What a fellowship. Who else could write this like he did? It said, I handled the word of life. Hey, man, I've heard his voice. Thank God he's real to me. Glory to God. Thank God tonight. Amen. Ain't nobody like him. Praise God. I called off a fishing boat. And now, thank God, I'm one of his. Amen. Thank God for that tonight. I don't deserve it. I'm telling you, but thank God he bought me. Amen tonight. Glory to God. Amen. If he didn't, brother, I would not be his if he hadn't bought me. And he ain't never bought nobody he didn't take. And you ain't neither. You bought something at Walmart, son, you can give it back to him. Glory to God, his blood, thank God, sufficient to save a world of sinners. Amen. The only way you know you saved, he saved you. That's right. And brother, the gospel's to every creature, son. Amen. Don't never give up on anybody. That gospel, thank God, got the chief. And brother, he can get who he wants to. And brother, the gospel is the good news. That's what it means. It's good news. Thank God, it's good news. Amen. Give it out. Thank God. Amen. Fellowship with him. Amen. If you around him, you'll talk about him. Amen. That's right. Amen. Aaron, when you fell in love with her, she fell in love with you. Thank God. You know what you thought about her? You know who she thought about? Him? Amen. That's right. Praise God. When you fall in love, that's who you think about. You get up in the morning thinking about him. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Read the Song of Solomon, son. Amen. They say, oh, I can't believe it. Brother, listen. That's one of the greatest books in the Bible. Amen. It's a relationship between a man and a woman. Amen. The bride of Christ and him. Amen, brother. That's a great book in the Bible. Oh, kiss me with the kisses of thy mouth. Oh, I desire you. He took him to a chamber of love. Amen. He said, hey, God. She said, I went to the banqueting house, and this banner over me was love. Amen. They had that first. It was. They got drunk in there, but it wasn't on wine. It was on love. Amen. And it was a communion, brother. That's the way it all is. God, you know why it's boring to people in this day? You know why, my friend, that's coming to an assembly and never, amen, getting in tune? And God, friend, I'm telling you, it's more than that. Amen. It's more than that. Amen. Listen tonight. He wants you to fellowship with him. He wants to kiss you. He wants to walk with you. He's a personal Lord. He don't want my friend to live outside. He wants to live inside you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But listen, that's where it's at. If we don't get that, see, I'm telling you, I run that way. If I don't have fellowship with him where I ought to, there's a danger. There's a danger. There's a danger if I don't have fellowship with him. There's a danger. There's a danger to my flesh and a danger to your flesh, because your flesh is deceitful. Your heart is. And if we don't fellowship with him and keep in touch with him, then something else is going to get our attention.
Yes, sir.
It's going to. And brethren, listen tonight, I'm about through. If we keep our sin confessed the way we ought to, as John said, and walk in the light as he is in the light and have fellowship with him day by day, it gets stronger in our life. Are you hearing me? Listen, I'm about
through.
I've had a hard week inwardly. I really have. I've had a hard week inwardly. I mean, it's been one more battle, and some of that's my fault. My brother, are you hearing me? He's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. I told him getting in the car tonight, I said, God, I said, I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't got nothing to tell them people tonight. And I said, I need something in my spirit.
Yes, sir.
I need something in my spirit.
Yes, sir.
And when they were singing, this is the verses he gave me. And he said, just tell them what it says.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, preacher.
And I'm going to tell you what, I don't know nothing any better to tell anybody. It's what he says,
yes,
in this book. And brother, listen to me. No matter what I go through and what you go through, just remember one thing. He'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Thank God.
And bless the Lord for that. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the word of God. Amen. Let's stand tonight. God bless you for coming. Amen. Thank you, Lord.